If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Well, we talked about the IT corridor between Columbus and Norfolk, and this is the finance corridor. We're in the finance corridor, and it's happening right here in Lincoln.
God,
it's the
a lot
hub.
Of corridors.
This is like this is like being in New York City. It's like Wall Street here, and you're dealing with currency. Incredible company set up by Sandhills Global. It's a chance for you to be able to apply to be part of this system. That's my pin, Steve. Don't take my pin.
Oh, I got
to
one.
Be a part of this. Yes,
believe,
right
I can't
there.
Believe you stole
to
his
be
pin.
A, to be a part of this, like I said, and this is also the time when you really want to dive in. And reach out to Carson Schott because he will help you in the interview process.
Schott.
He'll help you in the interview process. When you walk into this thing, first of all, very welcoming. They are not intimidating, but you need to have yourself prepared when you go in for these interviews because you're going into the highest level of finance and currency in the world, and you have a chance to be part of that. And guess what? Also get every Friday afternoon off. How'd you like that?
God.
Or it might be Monday morning off.
It's
you
a good
want.
Place to
might
work.
Be Wednesday at noon because also you're playing in a golf league. I take off Wednesday at noon. How would that be?
Nice.
Yeah, it'd be really nice.
Carson doesn't give you the furrowed brow.
No, he doesn't. We'd like an update, though, Carson, on if Jim Egger is in the Dormy Network. We want to find out.
Is it close?
Is
there a conversation?
Conversation about this at all, because this will be part of the tournament.
We're having a tournament with the Peds.
With the yes, Tom and Sean Pede will be there.
They've agreed to it.
There'll be.
They don't know this yet.
They don't know this
We're
yet.
Doing what?
Right now
they're playing with the stool.
They're playing with the stool.
Jim Egger. Part three.
Sandhills Global. Thank you.
GoCurrency.com.
So GoCurrency, their corridor is like the Lincoln area. Now, the words I was looking for earlier for Columbus, it was
Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley.
Yes, it is.
Have you been there lately?
Between Columbus and Norfolk is Silicon Valley.
Corridor.
Yes.
They talk about the Silicon Valley. Soon they'll be talking about Columbus.
That's what encompasses Albion also.
Yeah.
Yes. So it all ties in together.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It's time for a Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Need a remodel? There's one place to call. Dinert Contracting. Kitchen, baths, whole house remodels, additions, basement finishes, custom new homes. Call or text Randy at Dinert Contracting, 402-417-5204.
The one place that needs to be highlighted with this also, Steve, is he does remodels in your garage.
Does he really?
There's nothing more valuable than a remodel in your garage, because all of a sudden you're like going, hang on, mm-hmm. I can make this into just this. This will be like a man cave slash better storage. Sometimes things are just laying around on the floor. How to get things organized? You can how to add on to a garage. Different things. He can handle your garage world.
He'll do that.
He'll do garage.
He'll do
world.
Garages.
Yeah, he does garages. Him and Hayden, they get it done.
Man,
like that. And then guess what? How much money do you have on you?
I got 600.
600? I know your dad used to always carry a wad of cash. So you have 600 cash like that. You think you need that when you meet him for lunch
No.
or a consultation or come out
what
to the
house?
What do you need? Nothing. Free. What's it called, Jake?
Free 99.
Free 99. That's what it costs to have him come out to your house, get a plan put together, and for you to feel comfortable with what you're doing with incredible confidence and incredible communication.
It's
Thank
Randy.
You.
Randy Contracting. Diner. What's our topic today for Bill's Thrills?
Member Wednesdays now are things that intrigue me.
Okay.
Things that intrigue me.
And this is Bill's Thrills.
Things that intrigue me.
The flip has been made.
Why am I a fan of sticking it to the man? Why am I a fan of sticking it to the man? Why am I trying to get that one bit of product or something, the bonus for I think is free, and causing mayhem for the last, I don't know, 30 years of my life? And I've done it every single time.
What are you doing?
When I get my large 44-ounce for my road trip soda,
okay,
when I get that thing, I fill it so to the full that every time I put the lid on in the straw, immediately, boom, soda pops up through it, onto the lid. Onto the lid. Yeah. Because I've never finished one of those in my life. When I'm done, there is a solid 12, 14, 20 ounces
left. A lot of fluid.
I've never drank a 44-ounce soda in my
life. Why do you do this?
So why do I try to get the extra quarter ounce in the top, and I'm balancing it, and I can barely set it down, and it's level. And I go get the lid, and I put it on, and boom, the straw goes in. Instantly, there's just soda all over the lid.
Do you drink the soda off?
I don't. Now I just get a napkin,
okay,
and I kind of dry it off a little bit. But what is going on with me? Why do I have to try to get the extra, two pennies worth of soda that I'm never going to drink anyway? But I have to fill it. I mean, it's level. Ice is above above the glass, and I get that on there, and you know, right, when you put it on, then all of a sudden you see it just presses down, and you're going like, nope, I'm screwed. And then you get the straw out, boom, and you put it in, instantly it's shot out. It's like, what are you doing?
Well,
I've never drank one in my life. When I get the giant one, it's for that reason. It's never happened in my life. Why do I do it? Why, God, why?
I think it's common human behavior.
I'm trying to stick.
I don't think anything's wrong with
there's
you.
There's that, and I said, remember.
Wait a second. I want to go back on something. I do think a lot is wrong with you. But I don't.
My mind works in weird ways. Right now.
But I don't think this is
too bad. And I also stick it to him in the other way, too, is every time when I fill it, I always do the little look around and go, little sip off the top, and one little bonus to it. So I get like a free
You're
drink.
You're a deviant.
And it's like, what are we doing? I don't even use it all. I never have ever.
Why do you look around like a deviant? Yeah,
exactly. Like, do you think the lady at the counter there at U-Stop really cares that I just took a sip off the top of a Sprite?
Oh, wow. What a rebel over there.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen that
one
before.
Hey, old
man.
Hey, old man.
You're such a bad guy.
What I do. I just tell the person I'm going back to get some more.
I'm going for more.
Well, why do I do it?
I don't know why.
I did it yesterday again at Pump and Pantry, and I'm like, what am I doing? Why do I do this? I'm not even going to drink this.
They don't care if
and
you
then
do
when
it.
I went to throw it away, I still had that much left in it. But I do it every time, and it's just like,
It's okay. I'm glad you talked through this stuff, though.
I need to get it out.
Yeah.
Just had to get out in the open.
I knew I couldn't. What was the other one?
What?
Was you lack the spirit
to
go to Sun Valley Lane.
To the woman's
to
open.
A pro-am.
Pro-am.
The spirit is not in you. It is. You just got to summon it.
And then this.
Find it.
And now this deviant behavior we've taken to the airwaves.
At the convenience store. Yes. With the lids. Anything from the text line,
personal
Jake?
Question off the bat for me is that if you say you always have 12 to 13 ounces left in your drink, why not go to the smaller size?
No, I feel better at the big 44 because I ice it all the way.
Okay.
I ice it all the way.
Also,
I have an infatuation with Styrofoam. It's incredible.
Why is it incredible?
If we're at some place like that and there's going to be maybe any form of a drink, say we get a margarita, I always ask them, can I get it in Styrofoam?
Styrofoam.
It just keeps things way cooler than melting. Yeah, it's just Styrofoam is so powerful to me.
No, that's true.
The power of styrofoam.
We got some response.
Hey, hold on. That could be another Bill's throw. Power of styrofoam.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Thomas and Lincoln says, just don't use ice. Get more in the drink. You like the ice,
no,
though.
You like the ice. No. That was a bad suggestion.
Yeah, Thomas.
Yeah, full ice.
Sorry, Tom. I mean, you can be critical of us, but that was a bad suggestion.
Now we're going to be critical of
Bill
you.
Bill loves ice.
Yes, I love ice. I make my own ice, remember, in the winter.
Right. You too. Yes. Regarding the, you know, the overflow situation, Richie says, it's not a problem. He says, you always need a taste test when it's that big of a cup. Don't want to get to your car and realize there's no syrup in it.
It's true. When you look at it, you watch
okay
it.
Here.
It's not bad. Okay, I like that.
Is it nasty to drink it off the top?
At first, I always drank it off the top. Now I'm kind of going like, I don't know about this.
Right.
Yeah. So now I've kind of changed it after that. Anything else, Jake?
Yes. Casey says, put the straw through the lid before you put the lid on. The problem is solved then with your overflow situation.
I don't know. I fill it so full. I don't know. I don't think it would.
Put the lid through the lid before you put the lid on.
And I know what he's saying. I get that part. I don't know if it would help or not, but I'm just wondering why. Why do I try to get the extra 16th ounce when I'm never going to drink
it? Hold on.
Why am I trying to stick it to the man, Steve?
Well,
I like that you're questioning yourself.
I'm questioning myself as a person.
I think you're being hard on yourself. I do. In this case, I do. I think you're okay. I think it's fairly common.
Things that intrigue me. Anything else, Jake?
Yeah, one more. Bolt says, I always fill it and take two big swigs and then fill it to the top. So Bolt's like, I get a drink and a half here, basically.
Yeah, you always do. Yeah, that's like. I think everyone at any convenience stores, if you're at any place, or you're at Casey's, they're like going, just so you guys know, when someone gets a drink, they're going to take a drink, refill tap, and then go.
Yeah.
I think that the kind of the tap and go. Yeah.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think I just don't think
I'm gonna say
I
this
don't
right
know.
Now. I'm going to change.
Do
today.
I?
I'm
no,
gonna
don't
do,
change.
I'm gonna change.
What are you gonna do?
Just don't fill it quite as full.
Okay.
And because don't fill it quite as full.
Stay with the 44 ounce.
Also, when you do the napkin, it takes a little bit of time, to get the lid all kind of straightened out again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Bill, the headline one more time, please. There's the flip again.
Why am I a fan? Of sticking it to the man.
That is a wild card Wednesday.
You need to
things
be
that intrigue me. Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contracting. Thank you,
Randy.
It is time to play the game. So give us a call right now. 864-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The record is 1-1 on the week. Today is a wild card Wednesday, and we're going back to an old trusty topic: famous Eric's. Famous people named, if you know anybody named Eric, famous people named Eric out there.
It's an old trusty topic.
Well, we've done famous Ryans, famous Robs. We're going to names again. If you know famous Erics, call us at 402-464-5685.
Jake was struggling yesterday.
Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Nick down, Sip and Bill in trivia. Our topic is famous Erics today. You guys feel okay about this?
No.
Do.
Don't say any out loud. Any Erics.
No, I feel, I mean, come on. We'll be good.
Okay,
we got one and one.
We have Tater. Tater, how do you feel about famous Erics today? Uh-oh. Are you there, Eric?
Eric.
Oh, sorry, Tater. Tater, are you there?
Famous Erics. Yes,
okay, all right.
Famous Taters.
Not many of those, I don't think. All right, Tater, first question to you. Bill, a lifeline for one question for Sip. Tater, what famous Eric starred as Cam in Modern Family?
Cam was incredible.
He was
not
great,
famous.
Great, great
so
character.
Good.
Cam.
I don't got it.
Okay.
No guess. Cam Patterson.
What did he say?
I think he said Cam Patterson, but his name's Eric something. First name is Eric.
Hey, that's yeah. Be a negative one.
The actor's first name is Eric. What's his last name?
Cam.
Do you want this one simple or not?
No. I mean, he's from Kansas, right?
He's from Kansas City area. Yeah.
He's from the Kansas City area?
I guess
area?
I gave a hint there. That's my bad.
Yeah. No, we're not going to guess. We're going to pass.
The answer is Eric Stone Street.
No chance.
Cam.
I don't know that he's famous.
Yeah. It's a very popular show.
It is.
Yeah. If I saw him, I'd know him.
You'd say Cam.
That's
Cam.
No chance.
Okay, Eric. Wait a second. Eric Stone Street.
Yes. 0-0 tie. Sip first question. Bill's in play. What famous Eric was the lead vocalist of the Raspberries and eventually went solo with the big hit "Hungry Eyes"?
These are famous people.
Yep.
There's no chance. "Hungry Eyes" is famous. You're telling me.
I'm telling you.
Can he sell? Can he sell out the bourbon?
Maybe.
Maybe
you've
maybe
heard,
not.
You heard this name before.
These are
when I say it, or when Tater says it, you're going to know this name.
I'm going to
guess. His first name is Eric. What's his last name?
Is it Wright?
Eric Wright. No. Tater, do you want this one or not?
Are these famous people?
Yeah, I'll take this one. Eric Carmen.
There you go. Eric Carmen.
You didn't know it? I don't know it.
No, I do know the name Eric Carmen. Okay. That
He would not sell out the bourbon.
I don't. These are not particularly famous people.
Famous Eric.
There's no chance. If I was in a group of 100 people, that I'm saying, and the guy walked by, there's one person might know who it was, and he wouldn't know his name.
If Eric Carmen walked up here and wanted to come in like Rule did, we would say, "Who's this guy?"
Who's this guy? And then he would say, "Well, I'm Eric Carmen." Then we'd say, "Why would we have you in here?
Further.
Explain further. I need more."
Hence my contention that these aren't particularly famous.
These are not famous people.
All right,
just say they're Erics. From now, the game's changed. It's rare.
Right, but random Eric. Yes.
Random Eric.
Right. Just this is. There's no one famous
all right.
at all.
Hey, this is for the win, Tater. Now, okay, Eric Clapton was a part of three different bands at any point in the 1960s. Can you name one of the bands he was a part of?
I thought we were doing famous Erics.
He is. I said Eric Clapton.
I know, but that isn't supposed to say. The guess is...
No, there's different ways you could do the
Erics. This game is so whacked out.
Tater, you got it.
You're lucky that the head coach showed up today to save this show.
The Roosters?
They're not the Roosters.
No. I got this. We're in the game.
We're in the game.
What's the score right now?
1-0.
It's now 1-1. Cream.
There you go.
Nice.
I would have accepted Yardbirds or Blind Faith and Cream today. So, okay.
I was thinking Yardbirds.
Because Derek and the Dominoes was 1970.
Ooh.
Okay. For the win, and Bill is in play, and I think Bill can help you here. I think this is for the win.
Get ready.
What famous Eric has songs Drink in My Hand, Springsteen, and Hell of a View?
I don't.
Church!
I wouldn't have got it. I would not have got that.
How do you not do an Eric Estrada? chips.
How about Eric Heiden?
Yeah.
He's a famous skater.
Nice try, Tater. Thanks for calling.
Eric Carmen.
Eric Carmen.
Tater.
Text line is, was Eric Carmen an unfair question?
Eric Carmen famous?
That's the question.
I think he no, is. He's not famous.
Famous somewhere, but not in like the U.S. I don't know. Hey, now listen. You got that for me. Yeah. I did not know that. I would have not gotten Eric Church. No, what are those songs again?
Drink in My Hand, Springsteen, and Hell of a View.
He sings a song called Springsteen?
Yes, he does.
Really
one
good.
One of his most famous songs is Springsteen. Really yeah. This is for Bill, before we get to the break. How old is Eric Clapton, tiebreaker?
Okay. Get it on the nose.
Slow hand. 74.
Oh.
I missed it by one. Nope. I missed it by one.
Oh, he's older than that. I'm going to say 84.
He's 80.
Really?
On the dot.
That's okay.
Yeah. 80.
I should have been a little better.
Hey, that's
that.
A win. That's a win. It was, you got Cream and you got Eric Church.
And we're 34-29. 34-29.
And 2-1 on the week.
Rudy's gotten a lot of, he's doing a lot of work in there for us today. Pissed. Thank you, Rudy.
Keeping Rudy busy. Hour three is next. Sean Callahan joining us, Tip.
Sean. We will alert him that
we're late.
Matt Rhule came
we
on.
We will today. Do that. I'm sure he'll love that. Next, an early break for the ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand, through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.